The U.S. job market is holding steady for now. Today we learned that employers added more than 150,000 jobs in February. That is slightly more than the previous month. With widespread layoffs in the federal government, however, today's report offers a somewhat incomplete picture. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Juana.
So, Scott, help me out here. There are some sort of mixed messages in today's jobs report. What is it telling us?
Yeah, it depends where you look. You know, President Trump highlighted the monthly uptick in manufacturing jobs. Factories added about 10,000 jobs last month, which is certainly encouraging. But the report also shows 10,000 jobs were lost last month in the federal government. And Elise Gould, who's with the Economic Policy Institute, says that's just the beginning as this administration aims for a much sharper downsizing of the federal workforce.
So this is really the tip of the iceberg, this loss of 10,000 federal jobs, many more to come. It seems like that is an unfortunate reality we'll be looking at in coming months.
You know, the jobs report's always based on a survey that's conducted in the middle of the month, and most of the federal layoffs happened after that. We'll start to see those cuts more fully reflected in the next few months. Meanwhile, healthcare continues to add jobs month after month, and construction jobs rebounded in February after a very cold and snowy January.
What is happening to private sector hiring overall as we're watching the federal government really scale back?
You know, overall, hiring last month was down a little bit from the average over the last 12 months. Restaurants and bars cut about 27,000 jobs in February. Temporary help services cut back as well. Business surveys that came out this week suggest a lot of employers are in a wait-and-see mode 6+ weeks into the Trump administration. You know, so far it's been a roller coaster ride. Just think about this week with tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. They were off, then they were on, then they were mostly off again, but Trump says they could be back on in another month. Gould says for would-be employers, that's a tricky environment.
I think that makes it very hard for business owners to know about hiring or not. Maybe they won't hire because of that economic uncertainty, and they're going to hold off. And that could also lead to some stagnation in our growth.
Would-be workers are also wrestling with uncertainty. We saw about 385,000 people drop out of the workforce last month. Some of those were foreign-born workers, which could be a reflection of stepped-up immigration enforcement. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate inched up to 4.1%.
Scott, how are tariffs, or even really the threat of tariffs, affecting the broader economy?
It's just too early to tell. Tariffs that took effect at the beginning of February on imports from China are still in effect. And in fact, those were increased this week. And Trump is threatening a lot more tariffs in the weeks to come. If he follows through on that, most economists think it will raise prices here in the U.S. The Federal Reserve is watching that as it tries to decide what to do about interest rates. But Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said today he and his colleagues are also watching the administration's other moves on immigration and regulation and taxes and spending.
While there have been recent developments in some of these areas, especially trade policy, uncertainty around the changes and their likely effects remains high. We do not need to be in a hurry, and we are well positioned to wait for greater clarity.
And today's fairly solid jobs report gives the Federal Reserve the luxury to take its time and see how this all plays out.
Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see, too. That is NPR's Scott Horsley. Thanks.
You're welcome.